Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. August 4th, Feast of St. Dominic, Founder of Friars Preachers. First Prelude. Behold the saint praying before he went to preach the Word of God. Second Prelude. Beg the grace of following in the saint's footsteps. Point 1. St. Dominic, a model of disinterestedness and abnegation. Consideration. Dominic was born of a rich and illustrious family of Castile and was gifted with great eloquence. At an early age, he was called to the priesthood, and his preaching was very popular among his fellow citizens. But God called him to a greater apostolate, that of converting the obstinate heretics of Languedoc, of evangelizing many countries, and of perpetuating his work by a new religious order. He obeyed the voice of God and broke all the ties which bound him to earth, possessions, honor, and family. He clothed himself in a poor garment, often went barefoot, lived on alms, and strove to die entirely to himself by a continual abnegation, and to live for God only. Then he gathered companions round him, whom he inspired with the same feelings of disinterestedness, abnegation, and zeal. Application. By following this line of conduct, Dominic became a man of God, a man powerful in word and work, and the founder of an order which has rendered great service to religion and given the Church many saints and illustrious theologians. By following the same line of conduct, by detaching ourselves entirely from all earthly things and from ourselves by perfect abnegation, we shall be able to follow the impulses of grace and to labor successfully in our Lord's vineyard. Have we done this? After having generously given up all things, have we taken anything back? Point 2. St. Dominic, a model of penance and of mortification. Consideration. It is not enough for a preacher of the gospel to renounce the possessions of this world, the esteem of men, and of himself. We must also, as St. Paul says, bear the marks of the Lord Jesus in our body, always bearing about in our body the mortification of Jesus. St. Dominic understood this, and his mode of life was very austere. Notwithstanding the great fatigue of his apostolate, he forbade himself the use of meat entirely, and made it a rule for his order. He fasted almost continually, and during the greater part of Lent he only took bread and water. He slept on a plank, often passed the night in prayer, and inflicted severe penances on his body. Application. If you cannot go so far on the road of penance and mortification, you can at least mortify continually the disorderly appetites of the flesh. You can practice the penances which a wise director has permitted or counseled you. You can habitually mortify your eyes, your ears, your taste, and all your senses. You can, by an entire and constant fidelity to all the points of the rule and of religious discipline, live under restraint, which is a continual penance. Have you done this? To animate yourself to it, think of the joy you will have at death at having done it, or of the sorrow if you have neglected it. Point 3. St. Dominic, a model of charity and gentleness. Consideration. Though St. Dominic was severe to himself, he was full of gentleness, goodness, and compassion for others, especially those who were drawn into the heresies of the Albigenses. They were cruel and fanatical schismatics who used fire and sword against their opponents. Against them, all efforts had been tried in vain, even the arms of the Crusaders. It was reserved for St. Dominic to win the glory of converting them by his gentleness and charity, by the unction of his words, and by his miracles, among which was the raising to life of 3 dead persons. But nevertheless, the saint drew his power chiefly from prayer, fasting, humility, confidence in God, and especially from his tender devotion to the Queen of Heaven. It was she who taught him that easy and successful way of honoring her divine Son by the recital of the Rosary, which, owing to his zeal, became a universal practice.